Hi everyone, it's Mandy here. Welcome back to Yachting International Radio. And today I'm really happy to introduce you to Lois Bickerton, who is a feminine embodiment coach. And she's a physiotherapist in her past life and continues to bring that work into her amazing embodiment work. Lois also took some time out and had a career break and has worked on super yachts and is a very keen kite surfer. So she gets all of us crazy sailor chicks. She's one too. And more than happy to have you on the show because your work is so important. And before I go on, how about you introduce yourself?
Oh, thanks, Amanda. Thanks for inviting me on here. Oh, it's so nice to actually be connected with Mallorca again because I was living in Mallorca for 5 years. I married a sailor, and so I gave up my physio career and came and worked on the super yachts for 5 years as a stewie and chef. And yeah, we loved our time in Mallorca. It was so awesome. So yeah, it was a really special time. But now I am back in the UK and back to my, I guess, my original career, but in a more evolved and holistic way. So yeah, so now I work as a feminine health and embodiment coach, and I help women really reclaim their wombs, reclaim their pelvic bowl from any kind of pelvic, sexual, bladder pain, prolapse, all that sort of thing. So it's it's my work to do in the world, reconnecting women to their bodies, but super grateful for the time working on the boats as well, because it gave me that kind of career break that you need sometimes to kind of reconnect with my body. I trained as a yoga teacher whilst I was working on the super yachts, and that just really helped me to just come back to my career with more kind of passion and more holistic embodied kind of practices, really.
I think your work is so important and so needed, especially in our community. Having been working on boats for many years myself and very connected with the community in a health way, I think one of the things we don't speak about enough is women's health. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, I'm going to be completely honest, and this may shock some of you, but you're probably used to me being shocking. I'm going to be honest, and sometimes when I'm teaching medicine, I'm nervous to talk about women's health because it wasn't that long ago we were bad luck on boats because we got periods, right? And sometimes I'm scared to talk about the truth about women's health because I'm worried some of the blokes and the alpha males out there, I love you all, but you might think, oh God, why would I have a take a woman around the world with me then if she's prone to periods, PMS, ovarian cysts, because when we talk about the reproductive system, for example, when I'm teaching medicine and doing the primary survey and the secondary survey, and I speak about, you know, a few years ago, we talk about constipation being in the lower left and right quadrant and wouldn't even mention ovaries, you know, and in our world, words like ovaries and womb, you know, and cervix are like bad words.
There's so much shame associated with the, you know, with any of, you know, just mentioning the word, you know, ovary, womb, vagina, menstrual cycles. There's so much shame and kind of just the cultural narrative around women's kind of reproductive organs is just so shrouded in shame and disconnect as well,
especially in our world, you know. I mean, because I've worked in nursing and in hospitals as you have as well, which is more of a feminine based culture, and we throw it all out on the table there, you know. We're very honest about things, and personally I found that when I was working in hospitals with women, I was going for all my pap smears regularly. Also, I was living in the same areas and I had more access to consistent healthcare. And if you had an ovarian cyst, you could talk to the nurses about it and talk about it around the dinner table, and you didn't feel like you had some, you know, leprosy style disease or something really weird. I found in yachting, I'm sorry to say, I was very young, but I mean, I think I went 5 years without a pap smear. I definitely suffered disconnect from probably here down, from here down. And so I didn't keep up with my smears and things. And in the early days when I was professional sailing and competing, we used to take Diprovera injections so we wouldn't get periods. So we could do ocean races, and we could do comps and not have our periods, And I know there's a lot of young sailors that are still doing that. And personally, I'm suffering the consequences of that now, with early menopause, that I think when I look back to my yachting career, the disconnect, the lack of health care, and just not having time to even think of anything from here down, and having the shame around the periods and anything that was a reproductive word, and this is why I wanted to bring you on the show. How do we move forward? How do we make women's health sexy and something that we can talk about openly?
Yeah, I guess I think just understanding fundamentally that we are living in a very masculine driven world, and definitely the yachting culture is a very masculine orientated world. And I know there's so many more women coming through, coming into yachting and taking up kind of typically male jobs in the yachting industry and stuff as well, but it's still very masculine driven world. And I guess because it's so driven on the, there's a lot of working to strict deadlines and schedules all the time, you're still, everybody's working in this kind of masculine energy of their bodies, and so there's just really no room for connecting to that more feminine side to our bodies. And this is for men and women, right? So this is why we get like burnout or mental health problems working on boats and stuff, because we're just so driven in these kind of masculine, I guess like yang kind of, world of productivity. And unfortunately, it does catch up with the body. And for men, it may not be, it will be different for women, but for men, it might be, physiological burnout as well, or just, stress or depression or any kind of mental health problem. But for women, it's obviously going to show up in their reproductive cycle and with, symptoms or early menopause, all the things that you'd mentioned. So I think first of all, just realizing and understanding that when we're in this kind of masculine, male-driven world, we are denying a part of our feminine kind of existence. And just having that awareness first is maybe the first that is, a key thing to do. And also for women to try to realize that that our menstrual cycles can be a gift, and we can actually increase our productivity by working with our menstrual cycles and, understanding our menstrual cycles, using it can be really helpful and actually make us more productive and more healthy and more, be able to deal with the stress and emotions a lot more. But it does require awareness and also being able to create some time to be able to step into that more feminine side. And, even if it is just connecting with our menstrual cycles a little bit more, or having some awareness of them, or just cultivating more rest into our day-to-day life, or making sure that we're doing simple daily activities that are replenishing the body rather than continuously, going through this cycle of depletion and disconnect from the body and denying, just really starting to learn to listen to the body. And when it's starting to give you some warning signs, you've got to kind of think of these as little love notes from the body that's telling you, like, I need some attention, because unfortunately it just stacks up, and then you end up going through an awful menopause later in life because you've denied yourself the replenishment earlier on. So in a way, it's about energy management.
So cool, because I guess one of the questions on my lips, as many of the listeners, was, okay, so how can connecting with the womb prevent burnout and mental health issues, which you just answered so eloquently and beautifully. And so, it brings me to my next point. For the first time in 15 years of teaching marine medicine and the medical care on board ship captain's medical course, last week I had a 70-year-old captain that's been in the industry for 40 years, and he said at the end of the course, "Can I ask a question? When are they going to bring women's health into these courses?" And I was like, "Well, it's not really in the curriculum yet, but I do try and acknowledge it, when we're going through the primary and secondary survey, and because we've got women having ovarian cysts burst, and because they didn't know they had one, and then that involves a crazy evacuation if you're in a tricky place, and it can be extremely life-threatening, as can a bladder obstruction for a man with an enlarged prostate, we both have our journeys." But this man said to me, "Well, can I ask some questions about women's health?" And I was like, "Well, I'd love that." And he said, "How do you know if someone's having their period? And how can we as captains make that a better experience?" And funnily enough, one of the women on the course was a chief stew that ran big boats and big teams of stewardesses. And she said, "I always find out when the women and the stews have their periods. And then I'll offer them the laundry position for that week so they can have their tunes going, they can have, lighter duties and have their own space and have a quieter time, and I make sure they have a siesta every day." And I said, "In 20 years, I have never heard of this. Hallelujah."
That's
Like,
amazing.
how cutting edge. Well, it's not really, because they've been doing it for eons of years. But I used to know when I was nursing in the trauma ward that I became a casual, so I could actually take my days off when I was coming into menstruation. And I thought, wouldn't this be great to get this word out? Like, how can we incorporate our cycles into the work life on board boats and it be socially acceptable and honoured? And so, could you give us a little bit of insight to the cycle and energy levels and when we're up and down? Because why, imagine if we could make this, dinner table talk, and that everyone knows where mom or, sister or girlfriend is, or friend is at in her cycle, and work with it rather than it be this shameful thing of not telling anyone and hiding away. So how do our cycles work, and how could we embrace it in our work life?